to draw the water out of what we call a cistern. That's a big hole in the ground. It's plastered. You run the water off of the house into this for storage.
Uh-huh.
And that's where you, and then they have a pump in this thing to pump it, pump the water out. You have to go out with your bucket, get a bucket of water, bring it in the house, and put it on a shelf somewhere, and drink out of it and cook out of it till it gave out, and then go get another bucket of water and bring it in.
Sometimes
well, there's some places where the spring way down the foot of the hill, or the source of that. They have to walk down then, get to maybe two buckets at a time, pack it up the top of the hill. They do their washing, the women, we didn't do any of that, but the women would go down there and build a fire under a kettle where the water was.
Mm-hmm.
And boil the clothes in that, down there with our saving, having to pack the water up the hill. Very crude affair. Had to work all the time to make a living. Didn't have time to run around with a lot of foolishness like they have now. Because you'd starve to death if you didn't work. That's right.
Was there any one day that women would do their washing?
Well, usually it's Monday, I would say. It's considered, what it used to call it, Blue Day.
Blue Monday.
That's the day they have to do the washing. And use these old-fashioned scrub boards, you know.
Yeah.
Didn't have any washing machines.
Tubs.
And a tub is lye soap, homemade soap. Lye soap made out of ash, water poured through, we call it an ash hopper.
Uh-huh.
It ashes from these fireplaces, you poured in this thing, it was a V-shaped thing, it had a trough at the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when that fill that thing full of ashes, had a little roof over it to keep the rain out till you got ready. And in the spring, they go to pouring water in on these ashes.
Mm-hmm.
And finally they soak down through there and run out of this trough. That's called lye. And you could stick a feather down in there and pick it up, and wouldn't be anything left but the stem. It'd eat that stuff off of there, just that quick. And they had a way of an old of skins and grease and stuff that they made soap out of. Called it lye soap, I don't know why. But that's what they had to wash with. Make it by the keg full. There's no such thing as going to town buying a bar of soap. That sounds queer to you, doesn't it?
Wasn't that soap awfully strong?
Pretty strong. You took a bath with it and had any sores on it, it burned you.
And they put lye in it.
Yeah, that is lye. That stuff was the lye that came out of that ash hopper.
Okay, you said on Monday women usually did the washing. What did they do on Tuesday?
Oh, that's...
Iron.
Well, yes, iron. Just everyday routine. So just a routine. Cooking, milking, feeding chickens, patching clothes. You know what?
Did the chores.
The chores. Well, it is. We don't know what that word was.
Okay, you say you had a two-story house.
Yeah, at that time, that's right.
To get from the first floor to the second floor, you had the... What'd you call that?
First floor.
To get from the first floor to the second
stairway.
Stairway. Okay. So you have the front of the house. Do you have something coming out from the front door that you can walk on and put chairs on and
porch?
Uh-huh. Yeah. What different kinds of porches are there? Are there different names for different types?
Well, when we moved to this place, it had a small one. They called it a portico.
A portico?
Yeah. And later, when we built the house, remodeled it, we built the porch across the entire front.
Mm-hmm.